The people in the crowd in John chapter 10, verse 24, did not recognize Jesus' voice. It wasn't because his voice was not hearable. It's not as if Jesus was not providing enough proof or information. It's not as if these people lacked intelligence. These people flat out refused Jesus. They loved their darkness. They loved their sin. They loved their quest for power and control. They knew what Jesus was saying was true, but they did not heed his voice. They rejected him. Listen to what it says. So the Jews gathered around him and said to him, "How long will you keep us in suspense? If you are the Christ, tell us plainly." Jesus answered them, "I told you, and you do not believe. The works that I do in my Father's name bear witness about me, but you do not believe because you are not among my sheep." Jesus' sheep heed his voice. They hear it. They recognize it as their shepherd. Each one of you who are believers, at some point, recognized within your heart, you heard him calling, not in an audible tone, but in your soul, you heard the gospel message and thought, "I need this. I need him. I'm a sinner, and I don't want to be this way anymore. I need a Savior, and Jesus is that Savior. And Jesus, I am coming and trusting in you." You responded to the voice, the call of Jesus, because he had made you his own. As you pray today, please remember Danny and Rita Ballard, our missionaries in the Philippines. And also remember the Rundi Life Word broadcast that's heard throughout Burundi.